Why don't we go ahead and get started? We can fill Eric in when he gets there, gets on.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
I've traded text with him, so he'll be on soon. Dish.
Okay, great. So.
Okay. So we're going to meet the day before and the day after. What is that? October something and November 3rd? Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, so I just wanted to let you know, are you in the Adobe room, Denise?
I am.
Okay, so you can see the slide there. This is just the responses that we got from the review team off list in terms of their preferences. But it sounds like you've made a decision to meet on the 27th and the 3rd of November.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll take that as we can go ahead and finalize that with the meetings team then.
So we were also waiting for you guys to get back to us on smaller team meetings throughout the week or meetings in the evenings, rooms basically, what we need potentially. Do you have any news on that?
Denise, this is Karen. I have a question for you. Are these going to be formal meetings or informal meetings?
Informal meetings. Because I don't know what the...
Do not have...
Informal meetings
no,
we're talking about.
IT support. We really can't book any of the meeting rooms until a couple of days probably out from when Abu Dhabi is set to start, because that's when they release some of the smaller meetings. So we have no ability
okay.
to do that right now.
Okay. Great. Could you guys draft a note for me and Eric to look at that outlines our that we're holding October 27th all day, November 3rd all day for review team meetings. We also have requests in for meeting spaces for informal/subtopic group meetings throughout the week, and we'll update the team on that as needed. The travel team will be contacting you to arrange your flights and hotels for these dates.
Okay, thank you, and thanks for getting back to us from that today. That's really helpful. We'll get that moving with the meeting team. Okay, so outreach, we need to think about this and confirm the note that we're working on to share with the SONAC group. So we just wanted to remind you that, the sooner that we can do that, the better. There's a draft note. I know, Denise, you had some thoughts on that that you wanted to get back to.
The problem was the language that was used with the state of work and the subgroup. The topic headers were wrong, and and I just have not had time to do this, and perhaps you guys could take a shot, one of you, at updating this so that we need consistent labels for these subtopic groups, both on the wiki and how we refer to them in our postings. Do you have that note? Can you just resend that note to me?
Sure. If that's the only edit that you have is the names of the subgroups and that's easy for us to fix, we can do that and send it back to you if you want.
I can't recall it. Can you resend that note?
Sure.
If you can email it to me, I can pull it up while we're on the phone.
Okay. Can we talk about the next item while I send that email to you, which is the list of constituencies and groups that the review team would like to get in touch with to seek time on the agenda? They're listed here on the slide, so it would be good to get some confirmation if there's groups you definitely want to have on your list and those that we can take off.
Yep, hang on. I'm having a little trouble with my laptop. Just one second. Okay, I'm back. Looks good. What's the board technical experts group? Oh, is that that group that Steve Crocker? Convenes at ICANN meetings, the TEG?
Yes, this is Steve. It's the TEG. It's a informal group of technical experts that go to the ICANN meetings that they do presentations, request-driven presentations to the board, and they're open. Most of them are open to the public as well.
Yeah, no, I take the TEG off. They're an advisory group to the board, so if the board would like to task them in looking at something and giving us input, that would be fine. Otherwise, that collection of people who happen to show up at those meetings, I think, really fall within the kind of general public, or more likely are involved in one of the other groups we've got on the list.
Okay, thank you. So I just resent that note to you, the draft note, Denise. So as next steps, we'll wait for your feedback, and then we'll take this as a list to perform the outreach to.
Great.
Okay, so we also
Steve,
need to confirm if there's... Sorry, go ahead, Steve. Sorry.
Sorry, just to jump in a second. Regarding the TEG, one item of note might be to encourage the future challenges group to follow any of the emerging technology stuff that Adiel is going to be running with, and also any TEG meetings that might take place. It might speak to some of the future challenges that the subteam is addressing.
Yeah, great. Thank you. I think in general it would be good to highlight that and other items that are relevant to the team's work that's happening in Abu Dhabi. Or were you referring to something else?
Nope, that was it. As Karen mentioned, the agendas are getting fleshed out, so I think that's the right ask, and I think as we internally start to see what the agenda starts looking like, then we can make recommendations around that.
Yeah, so can you reflect that as a staff action item to pull together a Abu Dhabi ICANN meeting list of items to note for the review team? Basically, a review team suggested, recommended schedule for Abu Dhabi. I think a meeting is more like that.
Sure. Thank you. Okay. So the public consultation session, we wanted to know if you had any thoughts on if the review team would like to have a general session with the community.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
Denise, it's Teresa. Our experience is that it's difficult to get people to come. We've had better luck, as I mentioned last time, by going to constituencies directly. It's more cumbersome and time-consuming, but usually yields better results. particularly at the stage of the review that you seem to be at. So my suggestion would be not to do it, but that's just my opinion.
Anyone else? Thank you, Larissa. No other thoughts. Yeah, that was my inclination as well. Since we're doing a round robin in Abu Dhabi, my only I think hesitation here is that is making sure that we're appropriately accessible to those people who are not in SO or AC or constituency groups or whose group doesn't have time or interest to meet with us in Abu Dhabi. All right, I'll see if anyone on the team has strong feelings about this, and then we'll decide.
It's always easier to put it in and then pull it out than to try and add it later on, which I'm sure you understand. So that's the other caveat.
Right.
Okay, I note that Bernie has his hand up as well.
Oh, okay.
I tend to support Larissa on this. People who have stuff they want to communicate to us are probably low in number, and arranging an open session would probably at this given we don't have a lot of stuff to share, would probably not draw a lot of people. So maybe alternatives. I understand concern of being accessible for those SOAC members for which we will not be able to present. But maybe we should look at alternatives somehow to just a general session. Thank you.
So, yeah, this is not as much for reporting purposes as it is to give people a chance to share, provide input to the team. Well, so how about this? Larissa, can we put a can we do a placeholder on for the SSR review team discussion time on the agenda, and then pull it by X date?
Yes, I think so. And I think the important part is that if we understand what the purpose is, which I think that much is clear, that means we can reserve a smaller room, more conducive setting for people to come in and out and offer their thoughts. So this is less of a big presentation and a panel and more about come in and have a discussion, which seems very appropriate.
Oh, yes, please, please, not a ballroom, a small room, smaller room with just a big round table and lots of chairs. Can accommodate 50 people at the most. That would be great. Thanks.
Okay, so we'll Jennifer, let's take that as an action. We'll make sure that it gets in.
Excellent. Got it. Thank you. Okay, let's move on to our next agenda item then, which is the gap analysis, and I'll hand this one over to Karen.
Thank you, Jennifer. I heard on the last call, Denise, that the co-chairs were looking for some assistance in developing or at least finding some input for a proposal to hire a technical writer or independent expert to assist in some work. So what we have here is we've identified scope of work elements for the proposal, as well as the required skills, expertise, and qualifications. So I thought I'd run by these and get your input, and then we can kind of move forward with the documentation, presenting things to the plenary discussion next week
so they can buy off on it, and then we can proceed to start interviewing candidates. So for the scope of work was that analysis of how ICANN implemented SSI-1 recommendations, identifying gaps between intent of recommendations and actual implementation, analysis and conclusions to be documented in a written report, and then just review materials, and there's a suggested list of elements for them to review to gather the information, and then coordinate with the review team to develop the work plan and the actual methodology to be used.
Can you send this to me in the format of what would be posted to solicit work?
I we can provide a little more substance for you. It just depends on how the scope of work goes, whether it goes out as an RFP or if this is something that we can just people that are on file are interested in participating. I mean, we can ask the review team members if they have names to recommend that we can interview.
Yeah. So what's the dollar value for a statement of work instead of an RFP? Can you remind me?
I don't know if I have the actual dollar value. Larissa, do you know what the dollar value is on the decision making between the two? Denise, I think it's $100,000, but I'd like to confirm. Our thought was that this would not reach that threshold. But
right.
As Karen is sharing the scope of work information here and some initial thoughts, we're also working with procurement to figure out what all those logistics are. So by next week, we'll have all those answers.
Yeah, you know, you already gave us that answer. Yeah, I think $100,000 sounds right. We discussed the kind of statement of work instead of RFPs in Madrid. I think you gave us the dollar value then or like soon after that. So we can expedite or just move this a little bit faster. Can you have procurement send me a draft statement of work that would be posted? And the steps that it has to go through and how long it takes?
So let me just clarify, because we walked you through the steps of the procurement process before, right? So I think that what would be really helpful is to, if you agree with the scope of work and the requirements here, then we can come back to you with some ideas of whether there is individuals that are known to ICANN and certainly individuals that are known to the review team that would qualify. So because it's not an RFP, it would not get posted per se officially. So it's just a matter of going through the network of people.
I see. So what, yeah, but
right.
What would the statement of work look like?
The statement of work would look like an addendum, scope of work addendum to a typical ICANN contract. It would look something like that. It would explain the project, the scope of work.
Can you send me that? Could you send me that?
Sure.
In that exact,
sure.
Yeah, in that form. That would be great.
And then in terms of the timing, what would really help us expedite this is whether or not the individual that will be ultimately selected already has a contract with ICANN. That typically expedites things
sure.
for at least several weeks,
yeah.
which we won't know until.
Right. Okay.
Now, this is Karen. Denise, I've got some follow-on questions for you and Eric to provide some guidance on.
Sure. Before we move on,
Okay.
I'm sorry. So before we move on, can we attach how long will it take you to get the draft addendum to us?
We could get that to you next week after we've works with procurement on all the appropriate elements.
Okay.
Or if you're looking for a more of a standard template, then that's easy. That could come half an hour after this call.
What does a standard template mean? It means you're going to take this text, drop it into the format of an ICANN contract addendum. Is that what you mean?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure if you're asking for what are the types of headings that are typically included in this sort of a scope of work, or if you're
I'm just trying to short circuit this. We just seem to have lots of back and forth in different forms. And so I was thinking that if you could send, instead of a slide that is then going to be taken and something else is going to happen to it, and then we keep talking about this, if you could give me the addendum that will be circulated potentially to people who are interested and say, here's the addendum that describes the work and can be used to people who are interested and qualified can indicate that, and then we can make a decision on who we're going to use and go forward with it.
That's fine. And it would be helpful for our team also to know if the scope of work and the skills and the expertise that's outlined here is on point for what you were imagining. Can we have that confirmation from you now?
Yeah, it is.
Perfect.
But
perfect.
It's also something that I want to share with the SSR1 subgroup.
Of course.
Yeah. So, okay. So you can take this text, drop it into an addendum, send it to us in the next hour or so, and then give Eric a chance to weigh in on this, and then share it with the SSR1 subgroup. Any comments they have, and then we can share it on the wiki, and team members can distribute it to their lists, and then we can assign a deadline for close-in deadline for indicating interest, and then another deadline for making a decision. Is that how this would work?
So just to clarify, and I'm sorry if I was confusing, we will have the form, as you ask, with all the details relevant to this particular request. We're going through several steps with procurement, so we'll have that early next week. So we can get that to you next week, and then we will have all the logistics as well developed for what happens next. But because this is a contract that would be between ICANN and whoever the party is, so there's steps in the procurement process where you as a review team would make it very clear what your expectations are of quality and deliverables and experience. And then ICANN goes and selects the best available provider, of course, based on that. If you have any input on who you think would be particularly preferable to do that job, we'll be happy to take that on board.
So I thought the process worked a little bit differently. In terms of the review team using its consultant budget to contract with people or entities, that we use the ICANN process, but the team makes the decision. You have it, what you described to me was ICANN staff makes the decision.
That's correct. You may be remembering some experiences in the past, perhaps before some procurement best practices and streamlining, perhaps.
Okay. So can you have can you set up a call with procurement so Eric and I can have a better understanding of this?
Absolutely.
Since it applies to the, it applies to this and I guess the next consultant at the team or work that the team has done.
When would you, I'll turn this over to Jennifer for the coordination of the logistics, but when would you like that call with procurement?
Soon as possible.
Very good.
Thanks.
Thanks. Sorry, I was on mute. all right. Thank you. So can we move on to the next agenda item?
Sure.
Great. So have you had a chance to look at the draft agenda that we circulated yesterday?
Yeah, so Eric and I decided a Council Tuesday's call. I'll send a note out.
Okay.
I'd like to offer that time slot to if a subgroup would like to use it.
Okay. Sounds good. I had one other update for you in terms of the briefings. So we're working, as you know, to schedule the DNS abuse study briefing and the framework, security framework. So the security framework briefing will be on the 5th of September, and I've added that date into the tracker. And then the DNS abuse briefing will also be in September at some point. Hopefully the team are on vacation because they're based in Europe, but it's on our list, and hopefully we can get a date for you in the coming weeks.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Anything else that we need to discuss on this call?
Okay. Yes. So the would it be possible to get more robust notes posted and easy to find on the subtopic group pages? I think we have anywhere from 2 to 4 or more staff on these topic calls. The notes that are then available are sketchy on some of the calls, or not really notes at all. Could we have some, so would it be possible to get more robust notes on these subtopic calls and then have them posted, linked to the, I guess, the calendar entry for the call on the subtopic page? We obviously have a lot going on with a lot of different calls and a lot of groups. It's becoming really difficult to stay up to date with what's happening on each in each group.
Okay, so we've been capturing the decisions reached and the action items on each of the subtopic pages in a tracker that is reflective of the SSR2 tracker as well. We haven't been posting notes for each of the 5 subtopic groups because there's recordings available for each of the groups, and that's, you know, people are able to then go back and listen to the call if they miss it. Just because, as we mentioned before, it's quite a heavy workload for staff because there's 5 subgroups and the calls are only an hour. So we've got action items for each of those.
Right. And so I'm finding that members aren't listening to audio, like an hour-long audio recording. And given people's workload, I think what would be much more useful is just bullets. Since staff is on the call, can you, as you're listening, just note bullets of points and questions that people raise, make those available? The subtopic on the subtopic pages?
Okay, so similar to the SSR2, you know, the plenary call, we do just do sort of short summary briefings with headings and then a couple of bullet points. And we put a note on there that it's not, you know, a full record of the meeting can be found here, and we link to the page where the meeting is. So I think we could do that, but just note that it's not like a full comprehensive note-taking exercise.
Right. Yeah, no, I appreciate that it's not a full exercise. At the same time, there's a number of staff on the call, usually not talking. Is it, so it just seems practical to me that the staff is already on the call. They can be talking, they can be, you know, adding bullets on what's being raised.
Karen, you have your hand up.
Yes, thank you, Jennifer. I just wanted to respond, Denise. We, you know, I'll, for the subgroups, we've had a number of staff participating. We're trying to figure out at this point who is the best expert to be there to help the subgroup and contribute as best they can. So we're still reorganizing. So having many staff there doesn't mean they're all taking notes specifically to support the subgroup. That is not the role that they're playing. And realistically, we're not in the note-taking business. We'll capture decisions, reach, and action items, but the recording is not that long, and we, you know, if there's any highlight or specific discussion, you know, as Jennifer mentioned, we try to create a bullet, but it's not the authoritative notes for any of the sessions. Plenaries, I believe, have full transcripts. So you can go back to the transcript and search that for the official detail on things.
So thanks, Karen. But I think, you know, I think what should be put first in this conversation is how to support the team members in their work. I take exception to your comment that you're not in the note-taking business. If staff is on the call, listening to the call, they should be able to add notes. Nothing elaborate, just little bullets. And you can check your internet logs. People are simply not listening to the recordings. And given how busy the volunteers for this team are, it seems, I think what needs to be put first by staff is how do team members work, what's the best way of supporting their work, having them wade through full transcripts, which you don't provide on the subtopic calls, or listening to an hour-long voice recording doesn't seem to be the right way to support the team members at this point.
Denise, this is Larissa. Clearly, we want to be supportive here. The point is that we need to work out, and I appreciate what you're saying, and I understand that people are not listening to the recordings. I think people may not be reading transcripts as well. So I guess it would be helpful to maybe have a conversation with the rapporteurs of the individual groups and really come up with a process that helps them engage their.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
Excuse me. May I just finish?
Okay. Yeah. Yes, please do.
Thank you. We're trying to use the time in a way that would be most effective to supporting the work of the review team, and just assigning people to take notes. But then we're not even sure that helps move the work forward. It doesn't seem to be the most collaborative and engaging way to move forward. So I'm just suggesting that we come up with a way that provides the appropriate support to the rapporteurs to help them move the work of their subgroups.
Yeah,
Thank you.
Appreciate that. But it comes across as process upon process upon process, but not something that, that actually seems to be helping. If you talking to each rapporteur over the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then suggesting something and asking for input, you know, puts us, I don't know, a month or two out. And instead of asking for opinions of each rapporteur of each subgroup, we need a pretty simple and pretty common activity that is consistent across the subtopics. So it's pretty common to have bullets on your key points that were discussed in the last call. And if there's always one or two staff people on the call anyway, creating bullets while they're on the call should be a really simple exercise. And certainly cheaper than having a call transcribed. And as you say, I don't think people have time to access and read an hour-long transcript either.
Let us take that and see. We'll come back to you with what this could look like, because I think that different people have different impressions of what note-taking really means. So you say a few bullets. We already take action items. So I'd like to spend some time and understand what that could look like so we could apply it across the board to all the subgroups address your needs and also make sure that this is something that we can provide from a staffing perspective.
Sure. Thanks. I appreciate that. So the previous SSR 1 subgroup call, the call notes consisted of two questions. It really didn't capture the sort of key points of the discussion. And so for anyone who missed that first call, it wasn't useful in to then fully engage in this week's call, if you want a specific example. And, you know, the caveat, of course, should be informal staff notes. Members on the call, feel free to elaborate if you're concerned about being criticized for what bullets are captured. Happy to give you protection if that's what the issue is.
It's not about protection. It's about making sure that there is accuracy and that the information that is being captured is useful to the people that would be doing something with it.
Right. Well, since staff is spending time on these calls, it's a much better way of using staff time, since in many of the calls, you know, staff is on the call but not talking or being asked to do anything else. So it seems like a really practical way of adding value, since staff is already on the call. So is this something you can get back to Eric and me about in the next couple
of days? Yes, we will get back to you on that.
Okay. Where are we with the work plan and the that includes a template for the subtopic groups?
This is Karen. I'm actually back on and can hear. I can provide an update on that one. We're working on a template and populating it with the information that we've gleaned both from the subgroups. A lot of them have very detailed work plans that they've already developed for themselves. And moving that over into the template, we should have that available for you next week.
Okay. Can you move the, can we consolidate these lists, both list of action items that we discuss on our co-chair's call, as well as action items that come out of the subtopic teams, and just put everything on the main tracking list? Is that?
Sure.
Is that okay? Any issues with that?
No, it's fine. The reason that we hadn't done it before was just some of the action items are quite granular, and so we had the exact same, as I mentioned, that, you know, we're reflecting the same style on each of the subtopic pieces.
I'm sorry, I missed that last part.
I was just saying that the reason we hadn't done it before is because some of the subtopic action items are quite granular, and that's why we hadn't kept them on the same page as the main tracking tool.
That's fine. You can, like, create a, like, operations category and list bullets under that if you think it's more appropriate, better.
Okay, we'll get them all on the same page.
Yeah, it's just getting a little too unwieldy to track everything, I think. And then what I think the final point I had, and thanks for staying late, what clarification did you need on my questions? Or perhaps you could just send me a follow-up email. You sent me an email with, I guess, the transcript questions from the last call. It's not clear what clarification is needed. So I guess rather than take up call time, if you could just elaborate on what type of clarification is needed, and Rick could answer that.
Okay.
And then,
I'll do that.
Okay. And then finally, I'd asked that the information related to fulfillment of each SSR1 recommendation be just pulled together on a page for each recommendation. When will that be done?
So if you go onto the subtopic page of the SSR1 subgroup, each of the briefings is provided there in a single place, along with the implementation report from the final report.
And so all the information provided and all the relevant documents are all linked. I mean, for each recommendation, they're all linked on that page, each page?
They're linked from the SSR1 implementation report.
And Denise, we've added the briefings that were done on each one of the recommendations. Those presentations are there for the SSR1 subteam. What other materials are you seeking?
So the last time I looked, at the material for related to implementation, I found a number of things missing, and I sent a follow-up note to you guys about this. So was that fixed?
I'm not sure I saw your follow-up note. We tried to assemble everything that we had available on SSR1 implementation and posted on the SSR1 subgroup page, so their documents are available for them to work with. I apologize if we've missed anything.
Check my note.
And locate the note. But I'll have to find out where the note went because I don't have it.
Okay. Yeah, I went to the SSR2 coordination list.
Okay, if you can get back to me on that and Eric on that, that'd be great. Okay, I think that's it. Thanks for staying on the call later. Thanks for your help.
Denise, this is Larissa. Just to confirm, I'm surprised one of the other folks didn't ask. We just wanted to confirm the plenary call next week. We want to make sure that either you or Eric will be available to share that.
Yeah, no, I think you just missed that at the beginning. We're canceling that. I'm going to send that. Yeah. And Jennifer, if you could just send out a note noting that next week's full team call is canceled, but that time slot is available if a subtopic group would like to use it for one of their calls, and have them notify you, you know, by whatever, by today, Monday morning, whatever is appropriate. I don't think any subtopic group is going to use it, but since it's held on everyone's schedule, that would be a good offer to make.
Okay, we can do that. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Sorry,
thanks, everyone. No, no problem. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.